Good morning, everyone. My name is Miss Christine. Are you ready for stories and jokes? Do you want to learn about New Year's with me? If you said yes, then I think you're listening to the right radio station. So let's get started. This book is called Squirrel's New Year's Resolution by Pat Miller. Squirrel pinned up her brand new Nut of the Month calendar. "It's January 1st, the radio said. "A great day to make a resolution." "Make a resolution?" wondered Squirrel. "How do you do that? Bear might know." She went to see Bear at the Lonewood Library.
"Happy New Year," he said.
"Same to you, Bear. Do you know how to make a resolution? Is it like making a snack?"
Bear laughed. "Ha, ha, ha! Resolutions are more important than snacks."
"More important than snacks?" said Squirrel. "What is a resolution?"
"A resolution is a promise you make to yourself to be better or to help others," Bear said. "When we begin a new year, we make a fresh start."
"Wow! Did you make a resolution?" asked Squirrel.
"I did," Bear answered. "I resolved to teach others how to read. I'm going to teach Skunk as soon as she gets well."
"Oh no, Skunk is still sick," Squirrel thought as she hurried to Skunk's house for a visit. She forgot all about making a resolution. Skunk was sick of being sick. "I'm stuck in bed until Dr. Owl says I'm better," said Skunk. "I would rather be learning to read. That's my New Year's resolution." Squirrel knew how to cheer up her friend. She hid at the foot of the bed. She popped up and shouted, "Boo!" Skunk giggled. Hide and Skunk was her favorite game. Squirrel popped up again. "Boo!" And again. "Boo!" By now, Skunk was laughing hard. Just then, Dr. Owl came by. "Skunk, I can tell by your laughter that you are feeling much better," he said. "Now you can visit Bear. Just make sure you have a healthy lunch first." Lunch, thought Squirrel. She headed toward the Hidey Hole Diner. Maybe someone there can help me with my resolution. On her way, she met Mole and Turtle. Mole was holding a map close to his nose.
"What are you doing?" asked Squirrel. "Turtle and I resolved to plant a garden," said Mole. "But I can't find a good place to dig with all these trees."
"Wait here," said Squirrel. She dashed up an oak tree and looked down. She spied Wildcat Creek, and on its bank, a perfect place for a garden. Squirrel scampered down and led Mole and Turtle through the woods to the edge of the creek. She helped them stake out string for the borders of the garden.
"Thanks, Squirrel. I will start digging right after lunch," said Mole.
Lunch, thought Squirrel, and she rushed away. She still hadn't thought of a resolution. At the diner, Squirrel chose a stool next to Porcupine. He looked grumpy.
"What's wrong?" asked Squirrel.
"I've resolved to be less grumpy, so I'm trying to laugh more. But I can't think of anything funny."
"I can help you think of something funny. Like, why did the squirrel run back and forth across the road?"
"I don't know. Why?" asked Porcupine.
"Because she was nuts," laughed Squirrel.
Porcupine laughed too.
"I get it. That reminds me. What's striped and bouncy?"
"Tell me," giggled Squirrel.
"Skunk on a trampoline," said Porcupine.
Squirrel laughed herself right off the stool.
Porcupine said, "That's a good one. I'd better write these down." Off he went to find paper and a pencil.
Squirrel felt left out. "Porcupine has a resolution. So do Bear and Skunk and Mole and Turtle," she thought. "I'm the only animal in the forest who hasn't made a New Year's resolution." Rabbit came to take Squirrel's order.
"Would you like to try my New Year's special?" asked Rabbit.
"Sure," said Squirrel. "Maybe it will help me with my resolution. I wish I knew how."
"Think of a way to improve yourself, or a way to use what you're good at to help others," said Rabbit.
Squirrel ate her lunch special and thought hard.
Porcupine hurried in.
Do you know why Bear said caw, caw?
Before anyone could answer, Porcupine said, he was learning another language. All the animals laughed.
I didn't know you were so funny, said Mole.
Me neither, said Porcupine. Squirrel got me started.
Rabbit said to Squirrel, you're doing a good job on your resolution.
I didn't know I had one, said Squirrel.
Your actions are better than words. It looks like you resolve to help someone every day, said Rabbit.
Really? Asked Squirrel. I did it. I made my first resolution.
Hooray for Squirrel! Shouted all the animals.
It was going to be a very happy New Year. The end.
This book is called Shantae Keys and the New Year's Peas by Gail Piernas Davenport.
Happy New Year, Grandma, says Shantae Keys. Mom said we'll eat lucky New Year's peas.
Mercy, cries Grandma. I'm weak in the knees. I cooked lots of food but forgot black-eyed peas. Chitlins, baked ham, macaroni and cheese, greens and hot cornbread, but no black-eyed peas.
It's a year of bad luck if we don't eat cow peas. Quick, go to Miss Lee's and borrow some, please.
Happy New Year, Miss Lee, says Shantae Keys. Gram wants to borrow some black-eyed peas.
My New Year is later because I'm Chinese. I'll make crisp golden dumplings instead of cow peas.
I'm sorry to bother you, says Shantae Keys. Come join us for dinner so you can try peas.
I'll try at the grocer's, Mr. McGee's.
Your aisles are stocked with such delicacies. Why can't I find lucky black-eyed peas?
Back home in Scotland, far overseas, for New Year's we toast and eat haggis and cheese.
Happy New Year anyway, says Shantae Keys. Come join us for dinner so you can try peas.
Why don't you try asking Senor Ortiz?
What do you eat for New Year's luck, Chef Ortiz? If you cook black eyes, may I borrow some, please?
I'm from Mexico down in Belize. For luck, we make noise and eat grapes like these.
Happy New Year anyway, says Shantae Keys. Come join us for dinner so you can try keys.
Next, Shantae asks at her good friend Hari's,
may I borrow peas for New Year's, please?
We celebrate Diwali with other Hindu families. We light lamps and eat sweets, but no black-eyed peas.
Thank you anyway, says Shantae Keys. Come join us for dinner so you can try peas.
Now Shantae is frantic. She's in a time squeeze. She thinks hard and rushes to Auntie Marie's.
I'd have too many if I cooked all of these.
Hon, take what you need of my New Year's peas.
She has a really big bag. Thanks, and come eat at Graham's with me, please.
And she uses her wagon to bring it all home. Grandma chops onions to cook with the peas. Auntie adds a coin for luck and a pinch of bay leaves. And Shantae cooks rice as Mom oversees.
Auntie says, Shantae, can you get the door, please? Your friends are here for dinner. Come to try peas.
And everybody came.
The peas are delicious, the whole group agrees. Happy New Year, and thank you, Shantae Keys.
The end.
Everybody celebrated New Year's a little bit differently, didn't they? I'm sure you and your friends celebrate differently, too. But before we talk about that, let's tell a couple of jokes. What do you tell someone you did not see at New Year's Eve?
I haven't seen you in a year.
What do vampires sing on New Year's Eve?
Auld Fang Syne.
What is a cow's favorite holiday?
Moo Year's Day.
What does a caterpillar do on New Year's Day?
Turn over a new leaf.
And here's a knock-knock joke. Knock-knock. Mary and Abby. Merry Christmas and Abby New Year.
Now we can talk about other people. Did you know
that New Year's Day was not always on January 1st? Celebrating the New Year is one of the oldest holidays. It was celebrated in ancient Babylon 4,000 years ago, in 2000 BCE, but they celebrated it just after the start of spring. And I don't know about you, but I don't think it's spring right now, even though it does kind of feel like it. This was because everything was new and reborn in the spring. Plants started to grow again, animals had their babies in the spring, so why not start the new year over then, too? And they celebrated it for 11 days, not just the one that we do. The Romans celebrated in the spring, too, but their emperors kept fiddling with the calendar and changing it, and eventually, New Year's ended up happening on January 1st, like it does now. One tradition is a champagne toast at midnight. This goes back to the ancient Romans and Greeks. They would all drink wine poured from the same bottle, and the host, who is the person in charge of the party, would drink first, just to make sure that the wine wouldn't make anybody sick. Also, the wine wasn't usually made too well, so they had to put a burned piece of toast in it to absorb all the icky flavors. And the last person to drink anything would eat the piece of bread. That's why we call it a toast when people drink at the same time. There are a lot of different foods that are eaten for the New Year, too, like we learned with Shantae Keys. Some people eat black-eyed peas or other beans for good luck. Pigs, or in this case eating pork, means good luck, too. Cabbage means luck since its leaves look a little bit like money. And in some places, rice is lucky, too. As midnight strikes, the song Auld Lang Syne is usually played, at least in English-speaking countries. The version everyone knows now was written a little bit by Robert Burns back in the 1700s. It's an old Scottish song about the good old days. Now for today's activity, I'd like you to find a piece of paper and something to write with. Maybe someone can help you do the writing, like a parent or a brother or a sister. I'll just keep talking a bit while you find everything. So the big thing about New Year's is coming up with resolutions, just like Squirrel did. These are things that you know you ought to do more. So you make them your resolution for the New Year, and you try to make sure that you do them more. You could make it your resolution to eat more fruits and vegetables, or to try to help your mom more, or to keep your room clean. So today, we're going to write down what we want to do next year. I'll share my resolution with you. In this new year, I want to start a hobby and get really good at it. I'm not sure if I want to start playing an instrument, or maybe write a book, or what, but I know that I want to do something like that. Have you decided what your resolution will be? After you have, then write it down. Then put it somewhere so you can read it at next year's New Year's Eve to see if you manage to keep it. I've heard of people who put them in their stockings when they're put away for the year. Maybe you could try that. Or maybe hang it on the refrigerator. Just make sure that you remember where you put it and tell a parent just so they know too. Maybe they'll make one with you. Now the first song we're going to play today is called Auld Lang Syne. Traditionally, people sing that at midnight.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of Auld Lang Syne? For Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for Auld Lang Syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne.
a hand, my trusty friend, and gives a hand, oh, thine. We'll take a cup of kindness yet for auld lang syne.
Walking away. Crack crack in the asphalt, go in between. Long and black and seldom seen. Legs and feet, a little body too. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. You're my speedy centipede. Speedy centipede. You got 100 happy feet walking away. Under palm trees, hiding away. Silent, shiny, night and day. You can crawl under my shoe. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. You're my speedy centipede. Speedy centipede. You got 100 happy feet walking away. There you are, so small and round. There are millions of centipedes on the ground. Something about the way you do what you do. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. You're my speedy centipede. Speedy centipede. You got 100 happy feet walking away.
100 happy feet.
You got 100 happy feet walking away.
We're gonna jump, 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 jump around the room, 'cause that's how this game goes. We're gonna jump, 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 jump around the room until the whistle blows. Then stop, freeze, and stay that way till the music starts to play. We're gonna march, 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 march around the room, 'cause that's how this game goes. We're gonna march, 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 march around the room until the whistle blows. Then stop, freeze, and stay that way till the music starts to play. We're gonna gallop, 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 gallop around the room, 'cause that's how this game goes. We're gonna gallop, 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 gallop around the room until the whistle blows. Then stop, freeze, and stay that way till the music starts to play. We're gonna tiptoe, 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 tiptoe around the room, 'cause that's how this game goes. We're gonna tiptoe, 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 tiptoe around the room until the whistle blows. Then stop, freeze, and stay that way till the music starts to play. We're gonna skip, 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 skip around the room, 'cause that's goes. We're gonna skip, 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 skip around the room until the whistle blows. Then stop, freeze, and stay that way till the music starts to play.
That's all we have today, folks. If you want to read more about New Year's, why not visit your local library? They'll have all sorts of books to help you out. Anywho, this is Miss Christine signing off. I hope you'll join me next week, and next year, at the same time. Bye!